Hi guys, welcome to the podcast. Brent Lamb here with my daughter Haley.
Yes, my name is Haley Barton.
Haley.
And I am your daughter. And we are here doing a podcast together.
You've been my daughter for like 30-something years.
I know, it's so weird. Oh, goodness. Well, we're all alone this week.
Yeah, after last week with the...
We had many guests.
Quote, studio was full of family members.
That was fun, though. And I got a few comments, people liked hearing it, and they said, it feels like we're back at the Lambs hearing all the stories. And I was like, yes, that's what we wanted.
Oh, I really enjoyed hearing my three kids' spouses talk about
it. Oh, my gosh.
That was so funny.
So funny.
And it's all true.
Right. Yeah, Josh made me laugh saying that I get louder, and then he just has to stand back and take it all in, because it is a lot. But things have quieted back down.
Yep.
And it is cold here in Texas.
It is. It's, well, it's January.
Like, I know, but Christmas Day was what, 80?
80.
It's crazy, but I know, and we didn't get any snow. Nashville's got a ton of snow, and we've got the temps for it, and it's just blue skies.
Well, we're in the southern plains, and so most of the time, if it gets cold and storm, like we have a chance for snow, the wind's blowing because it's flat. And it's,
yeah.
But boy, I don't want to go through this February, what we went through last February.
I know, but I heard it's coming.
Really?
I heard we're supposed to, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just crazy people saying prep, but they said...
Snowvid.
Yeah. It's going to happen again, apparently.
Yeah. No power for 4 days.
The kids were like asking, is it going to snow on Valentine's Day again? Because the past few years, we've gotten some snow, not like last year, but some snow around Valentine's Day. So I said, well, maybe. I don't know. But it's cold. It's cold here. And if it's going to be this cold, I would like some snow to look at and stuff to do, but...
Or mountains. It'd be great to have some mountains with snow.
It's real flat.
I was talking to somebody the other day. It's like, yeah, no one really talks about the majesty of Texas. But we've both lived in California.
Yeah.
And man, it's just majestic out
there. Yeah, it is. Oh, I had some stats from our podcast for the year.
Okay.
They did like a... I know we already shared some... before the end of the year, but they sent me like a year in review. And it says we published 20 episodes.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That went by fast.
I know. And it says
we started August 30th, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And almost 500 minutes people have listened to us talk. Oh, but I think goal for this year, we want to reach even more people.
Yeah, I saw where we just crossed over 4,000 downloads.
Downloads, yeah.
I still don't know what that means.
But. I know. I don't know why it doesn't tell you exactly how many people. It just tells you downloads. It won't tell you subscribers or anything. So our goal this year, what do you think?
Downloads?
Per episode. Because we're sitting around like 200.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can at least double that.
Yeah, I would like to double that. Even maybe try to get 500.
Yeah. Well, we need your help, people. If you like us.
Come on, listeners.
Share it. Well, the thing is, I get texts all the time. Or people like my friends and, you know, on social media, people will tell me like, oh, I've been listening to your podcast. I laughed so hard at this episode. I'm like, thank you so much. But if you don't actually go and leave us a review... or share it with your friends, that, I mean, it's nice to hear, but it's not helping our podcast.
Yes, and we don't know who you are.
Yeah,
we know we can see where people, like cities and states and countries.
Yeah, but we want to hear from...
I want to hear from people that don't know us personally.
Like, yes.
I mean,
which, if you know us, you're allowed to listen and like it too, but...
You're just not allowed to tell any stories.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a lady at church a couple of weeks ago. She's like, so I found a Brent Lamb podcast. And I was just wondering, is that you? Is that the same? I was like, yeah, it actually is. She's like, oh, well, I'm gonna start listening. Oh. So I'm like, hey, we got a new listener.
Yeah. I've got a couple new reviews.
Oh, good.
One says, the Brentland podcast is like a breath of fresh air to the soul. Brent and his daughter Haley lovingly share family stories that leave you encouraged, connected, and wanting more. Laughter and truth are found in each episode. Subscribe. You don't regret it. Which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And another one says, so refreshing to listen in on real life conversations that are sprinkled with wisdom, encouragement, and honesty. I want everybody to know I hear these folks. So I thought that was nice. And then something that we didn't talk about, I posted about it on our social media, but we didn't talk about you were on Granger Smith's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And when was that? November?
November.
And we got a few new followers that are Granger Smith fans that have come over, which I thought was so nice. And we have an Instagram comment from one who says, I have really enjoyed your podcast. The bond and banter between you two is one of a kind.
Wow. I
thought that was so nice.
They don't know that that's just really who we are.
Right. But I thought that was really nice. Yeah, you did that episode on Granger Smith's podcast, which we want to have him on ours too.
I know. We got to
shout out Granger if you're listening.
Call me.
But that was really cool. And
but we would love for the Brentland podcast listeners to write in, ask questions.
Yeah.
That we talk about, or if you have, you know, if you have memories or questions about what our life is like or what we do, and like, yep. we would answer those questions.
Yeah.
But you got to email us.
Yes. Our email is brentlandpodcast@gmail.com. And you can always send stuff there, questions, comments, or even suggestions of things that you want us to talk about would be cool. Yeah. But I feel like we're a baby podcast right now. We're newbies and we're still figuring it out. And we're super thankful for everybody that listens, and we want to keep it going and growing. So let us know what you want to hear, and we'll do our best
to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. So today, the day we're recording this, is the 1 year anniversary of, how you say, Meemaw graduated to heaven.
Hey.
1 year ago today, January 7th.
Yep. Yeah. That's crazy. It's been a year.
That's what I was saying. It feels like a year sounds too short. Like, that's not, like, it feels like she's been gone a lot longer than that, especially when you think about last year. But then it feels like too long, too. It's like, how has it already been?
See, we've talked about this before on the show. Time is weird to me.
I know, yeah.
It's like, and then I think of, when I think about Mom being in heaven, from our perspective, today's been a year.
Yeah.
But wonder what her perspective is. Like, it's like she's always been there.
Right.
It's like, I would, but that's why I say people graduate. Because if they're believers, it is a graduation. I mean, it's like, no more sickness, no more sin, no more struggling. It's like you get to graduate. And that, I mean, that's where we're all trying to get to.
Right. Yeah.
Well, at least I am.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Well, I thought we could just share a little bit about her and just kind of reminisce a little bit and let listeners in and a little bit about her.
Yeah, all the craziness about me is her fault because she's my mom. I wouldn't be here without her.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know you had a story.
Yeah, the one of the last times that we talked on the phone, because, you know, they're in Nashville and I was in Dallas. So I always call them on Tuesdays on the way into the office. And so it was always hysterical because Mom and Dad have their chairs in the living room and they face each other. And so every morning they get up and they would have their coffee and their Bible study and all that stuff together. But it would always be Mom talking. And Dad trying to run the conversation, you know, and it's like all the jokes, you know, it's like, you have this conversation with your mom, but your whole conversation with your dad is, love you, here's your mom. Yeah. Or be sure you change the oil in your car. You know, like it was always something real short, instructional, and then it was mom. But one of the last times that we talked on the phone, I guess it was winter or it was snowing there or something. When I was a little boy, we lived on Cedar Hill Road, which was a steep hill. We lived almost to the top of it where our house was. And it had a big snow in Nashville. And so, of course, we were all out, you know. It was nighttime, and Dad was out sledding with us, all the dads. And it was weird. That neighborhood had two boys in the house beside us, Jackie and Johnny. And then the house below us had Van and Vic, two boys. And another house had Brennan and Brad or something. And then at our house, it was Brent and Bo. It was like, and so I grew up thinking, you know, every house that has two boys, you have to have these kind of names. But so all those kids are out there. And I think my sister was the only girl in the neighborhood.
Shout out, I feel ya.
That I knew about. So we're, you know, there's a lot of people and the roads are just solid, icy snow, great for sledding. Everybody's out there. And I'm asking Dad, like, why doesn't Mom come out? So I don't remember if he went and got her, but all of a sudden she came out. I told her, okay, Mom, you get on my sled and then I will push us and get us going really fast.
Oh my gosh.
Because the end of our road teed into another road, and then the house that sat right there had a huge front yard. So you would kind of look and make sure cars weren't coming. You know, you could see the headlights, but they're going slow because it's all icy. But then you could just go over into their yard and stop. So it was a really long ride.
And you convinced her to sled?
And I convinced her. I don't know that she had ever even been on a sled.
Yes, she had.
I don't know. But I told her, I said, sit here and put your feet on this piece of wood, you know, and you can kind of steer it. You can steer the rudders. And then I'll get us going fast, and then I'll jump on the back. And I had to be elementary school. I mean, I don't know how old I was. And so, man, I take off, and she sits down, and she's got the rope, and she's got her, you know, her little feet that were so small.
Oh, my gosh. Tiny like, little feet.
So I get us going, man, and we start hauling, and I jump on the back. And so I'm sitting on the back of her, and I'm saying, "And turn, Mom, push the... You know, push steer. The rudder,
yeah.
steer it. And she's like, I'm trying. And all of a sudden we hit this mailbox pole. And when we hit it, she went forward.
Oh my gosh.
And wrapped her legs around this mailbox pole. And the pole hit her square in the forehead.
Oh gosh.
Well, you know, and snow went everywhere. Well, I'm laughing. I'm like, that was awesome. And I'm sitting behind her. So she starts, I feel her weight on me.
Yeah.
And she starts to lay back on me.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, and I'm laughing like, man, that was great, Mom. You're supposed to turn, Mom. And I said, are you okay? And she didn't say anything. And I was like, Mom, are you okay? And she kind of whispered. She had a scarf over her face. She says, go get Daddy. Go get Daddy. And I was like, okay. And I was like, so I leave her. And when I got up, she just fell back on that sled.
Oh, gosh.
So I go up the hill and I'm yelling, Dad, Mom's hurt. Mom's hurt. So he comes down there. We get her up and he takes her inside. And I remember asking Dad, I just thought about this. It was like she went inside and she disappeared. But I remember asking Dad, he came back out and I was like, is Mom coming back out? And Dad goes, no, we won't be seeing your mother out here anymore tonight. And I guess I found out later when she hit that, she had this huge bump. It looked like a hen egg in the middle of her forehead, and it turned purple. And
poor thing.
And then she said the inside of her thighs and legs were all bruised where she wrapped around that pole.
Yeah.
But we have laughed about that. Gosh, I mean, I'm in my 60s, so I know it. We've laughed about it for 50 years.
Yeah.
But I never got her on a sled again.
Yeah. Well, I love that. Yeah, that was one of the last conversations you had with her. That was the story that came up So funny. But she loved to laugh. Oh my gosh, yeah. She had that laugh. Like once you start, you can't stop. Doesn't matter where you are or how you're supposed to be acting.
I would even confess, I know multiple stories where she has wet herself.
Oh, you can't say that.
In public because she was laughing so hard.
Oh, gosh. Well, I have a funny voicemail that I saved of her.
What's it about?
It's about food. It's always...
Of course.
Food. And we were going over there. You know, ever since I had the kids, I've tried to go every summer and take them and see them. And I'm so glad I did. And guess what? I'm so glad I took pictures of it. Everybody gives me grief, but I'm glad I have pictures of my kids with her. And anyway, so this must have been, we were going over to have lunch or dinner or something. And she called me the day before and left me this voicemail.
Hey, this is me, Ma. Need to know what y'all want for lunch Wednesday. If you want sandwiches or pizza or vegetables or salad, just call me and let me know so I kind of know what to get in. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And I just love that I have that. That's the voicemail I have of her just listing off food items. And she always says, Haley, this is me, Ma. And G-Ma does it too. I think it's like a generational thing. Like,
it must be, yeah.
You don't realize, you know, we can see who it is, who's calling or who left the message, you know. But
yeah, it has to, because I started calling them and I found out she had an iPad.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, Mom, well, then instead of calling, we should FaceTime. So then, you know, y'all could see me and I could see y'all. And she goes, oh, yeah. So my sister Leanne went over there and helped get it set up. And they FaceTimed me while Leanne was there. And it's like, we got it all. Like, oh, this will be so much better. And so the next Tuesday, when I would call them, I FaceTimed them. And it took forever and ever. And then finally, the iPad came on. And we talked for 10, 15 minutes. And all I ever saw was their ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Because she had it laying
in her lap.
And I guess she could see me.
Right.
And I was like, Mom, hold it up. Oh, I don't want to hold it up. I don't want to have to hold it. It was like, I think it's a generational thing. Like when you call somebody, you tell them who it is. And then, but she, you know, she never got, I remember stories too, that one time when I was there, I hooked up all of their VCR stuff and they had a camera or something they wanted to watch on the TV. So I hooked it all up. I labeled it. And like, here's all you got to do. You know, you put, if you want to watch this, it says input one, put input one on your TV. And then if you want to watch this, put input two and put that on your TV. Oh, that's so simple. Yeah, okay, great. Thank you. It wasn't 5 days. Brent, this is Mom. We're trying to watch, you know, something on some machine TV, and we can't get it going. And I was like, okay, well, Mom, remember I labeled everything. Well, your daddy's already unplugged all that. It's like, oh, no.
Well, and that's so, like, generational, too. Like, you can't blame them because there's stuff that y'all do that drive me crazy. Like,
right.
There was, I know I always talk about memes on here, but there's this meme that always goes around right before Thanksgiving that it's like, call your dad and have him start looking for the tiny piece of paper the Wi-Fi password's written on, so by the time you get there, you can log on to their Wi-Fi. And I laugh every year because I'm like, oh, it's so relatable. That, and then there's stuff with my kids now that I don't know how to do.
Oh, really?
Yes, like Emery wanted a Tamagotchi for Christmas. And as a 90s kid, I was so excited because I had a Tamagotchi as a kid. But that's not the Tamagotchi she wanted. No, she wants the new 2021 Tamagotchi that has a camera and is like, has excellent graphics and a lit up color screen. That's what she wanted. So she got that one for Christmas. She was very happy. But I don't know how to do any of it. And she's like, Mom, when you had a Tamagotchi, what did you do for this part? I was like, my Tamagotchi had about a half inch by half inch screen, and it was no color, no light. You couldn't see it in the dark. There was no camera on it. It had like three buttons. I'm like, this is completely different. I don't know how to do any of that. So I think it's just everybody goes through that as a parent, but it is funny to see, you know, each generation gets upset with the older one because you're like, really, you can't do that? And then it's like, be patient. They taught you how to use a toilet and a spoon. Like,
yeah, don't laugh at me when I can't get my iPhone to work because I taught you to use a spoon.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I think that's all we have for this week. You can find us on Instagram at Brentlam Podcast. Facebook is Brentlam Music. You can email us at brentlampodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week. Anything you want to add, Dad?
Nope. Just stay warm. It's cold in Texas. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Love you.
Love you.